Oh, hey! Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. We're taking another break from our adventures in New York City to present to you a story about a cat who saves the... Well, no, doesn't really save the world. It's a cat who... Honestly, this cat doesn't do much at all. And you'll hear why right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I've been told I've had an overactive imagination.
It makes me feel cozy.
Ding! Your pen and paper have arrived.
Don't worry about the bad stuff. Just think about positive vibes.
They write most of my stories for fun.
There's so much out there that we'll probably never know.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. You know, one of the biggest rules about writing a story is that you gotta have a main character who is active, which means, of course, that your main character does a lot of things. They're really out there in the world making things happen, because no one likes when a main character just sits around, right? Wrong. Sometimes it's fun when a story breaks all the rules. Like in today's brand new story, here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Carolina, and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and I'm 7 years old.
We're from Michigan.
This is our story, The Lazy Cat.
Meow.
Oh, who's the best cat in the whole world, Pinky?
Meow.
Stop playing with the cat, Carolina. We need to finish our original comic book.
Sorry, Olivia. I know I should be working instead of playing in the yard with Pinky, but he's just so cute.
Meow.
Look, he wants cheese.
If you give him cheese, he'll... Cut the cheese.
Ew, Pinky. Aw, look. He fell asleep.
What a lazy cat.
Loud noise.
Relax, Carolina. It's just our neighbor, Barb.
Hey, kiddos. Hope nobody's trying to sleep while I'm taking my new leaf blower for a spin.
Just our cat, Pinky. Nothing wakes him up.
That's a strange noise. I've never heard a cat snore that sounds like a spaceship.
Wait a minute, that's a real spaceship!
People of Earth, your attention is required.
A real alien? Let's get out of here.
No need to panic, girls. It's probably just a test.
This is not a test.
Well, not the first time I've been wrong. Just ask my financial planner.
Quiet down there. We aliens tire of your petty Earth nonsense. It is time for the alien apocalypse.
No! Pinky, we have to run away. No time to look back and say that you woke up. I'm just going to assume that you did and that you're right behind me.
Ha! The pathetic Earthlings have fled this quiet suburban neighborhood, which I'm going to destroy in 3, 2, 1. Now to land my spaceship. Glorious. Where a house once stood, there is nothing. Just a couch, a refrigerator, and a... sleeping creature? How lazy! Creature, tell me your name. Ignore me, will you? This tag on your neck says you are Pinky the Cat. I can only assume that cat must be Earth-speak for leader! You are now my prisoner. I shall take you to Nyslop, where the alien king will decide your fate. Come aboard my spaceship. It's this rather large one over here. If you won't walk, I will pick you up. Try and stop me. Oh, whoops. Well, aren't I a butter tentacle? He's still sleeping. Time to head back to my home planet. Lazy cat, you're now on my home planet of Nyslop. Are you still asleep? This is truly an astounding level of laziness. However, we've arrived at the great Nyslop Castle. Time to meet the alien king!
I am the king of Nyslop. I'm very cool, and I look super good in purple. Captain, I see you are back from Earth.
I have brought you a gift, a lazy cat.
What is a cat?
Well, I have concluded that it is the Earth's leader.
Smart. How lazy are we talking?
He slept through an explosion, being dropped, intergalactic space flight, and now this conversation.
That is indeed lazy, because this conversation is very interesting.
What shall we do with him, Your Majesty?
Lazy cat, awaken and hear me, for I am the great king of Nyslop. The arrogance. Ooh, I hate cats. I bet you're planning to take over at Nyslop. Is that right? What is he doing with my royal alien charcuterie board?
He just ate a piece of cheese without waking up.
Laziness combined with rudeness? Nothing could be worse than stealing the royal cheese. Except, perhaps, cutting the royal cheese? Gods, seize this cat. Lazy cat, for your horrendous catitude, you must be punished. Take this lazy cat to alien prison.
Wow, I gotta say, fellow prisoner, being in alien prison stinks. First of all, you're in prison, and that's pretty much what makes it so bad.
You said it. Hey, I hear the guards coming.
Attention, we have brought a new prisoner, the lazy cat.
Lazy cat?
He's in here on the king's orders. Oh, by the way, the alien court has decided on a punishment for you prisoners.
Finally!
Tell us, guard.
All prisoners must make glorp.
Glorp? The incredibly smelly and highly volatile stuff that powers our alien weapons and technology? Oh no!
Hey, don't glorp the messenger.
Fair enough.
Better get to work, because you can't leave until you're finished. Bye!
Well, let's get to it. I'll open this bag of incredibly smelly and toxic glorp mix, and we can start working. Oh, it is incredibly smelly. Oh!
All right, lazy cat, here's your shovel. Let's start scooping glorp mix.
Oh. Maybe if we sing a little song, time will pass more quickly. I've been working on the glorp line all the live long. Nope, never mind, this isn't helping.
Yeah, no, dog, let's just work in stony silence until we're done.
Well, it's been 1,000 menorgas of hard labor in horrible conditions, but we're finally done. Hey, guard, we finished making the glorp.
Okay, you're free to go.
Oh. That's it? You aren't gonna, like, check our work?
Hello, it's called the honor system. Hold on, what about the lazy cat? Did he finish?
Yeah, I'm sure he... Hey, what? He didn't even start. He's been asleep this whole time. How? The fumes alone!
And how is my favorite prisoner doing? Suffering, I hope. Asleep? How can anyone sleep while working with a substance as vile as Glorp? It smells even worse than the smelliest cheese on Nyslop.
Is he eating the Glorp while he's sleeping?
That cannot be good.
I think it's okay, so long as he doesn't... Cut the Glorp!
No! This is a level 10 Glorp leak! Everyone, abandon planet! This cat has beaten us at our own game! Run away!
Meow.
Pinky! It's me, Olivia!
And Carolina!
We've been searching for you all over the galaxy!
We were finally able to locate you because of your massive cheese cutting!
Come with us back to Earth!
And he's still asleep.
That is one lazy cat. Finally home!
Can you believe this lazy cat? He went on an adventure across the entire galaxy but doesn't even know what happened because he was asleep the whole time.
That gives me an idea! Let's write our comic book about Pinky's adventures to fill him in on what happened when he wakes up.
If he wakes up.
Pinky! You woke up!
Aw, he's nuzzling me. He must have missed me. Oh, wait, nope, he's just going for this piece of cheese.
Lovely.
The end!
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. First up, from 4-year-old Oscar in Massachusetts, we have the story, The Lost Circle. Oscar, I never realized how dangerous catapults were for circles and how they can throw circles into very unexpected circumstances. Thanks for sending it in, my friend. Next up, from Delilah, a 9-year-old in New York, we have a story called The Lamb Farm. And Delilah's story is actually more of a character study about a very, very interesting queen lamb. And what's really interesting about the story to me is that we get to learn what it's like to live as a queen in a kingdom, but at the same time, living on a farm as a lamb. And I just love how those two ideas play in opposition to each other. It's very, very funny. Great work, Delilah! And finally, from Elliot, a 9-year-old in Australia, we have the story, Magic. And this story is so exciting. It really feels like the first installment in like a multi-book epic tale about a magical world that lives just beyond the reality that we inhabit today. And I don't want to spoil any of it for you, so I'll just say that there is an organization in it called CSAL, which stands for Capturing and Stopping Alien Life Forms. Elliot, thanks for sharing your story with us.
That was Roll Call.
To read all of today's Roll Call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast. And now it's time for you to write us a story. If you don't know where to start, here's a story spark to help you along. This week, we asked Olivia, one of the authors of The Lazy Cat, the following question. If you had a swimming pool in your backyard, what would you fill it up with if you could fill it up with anything besides water?
Chicken pesto.
Why would you pick chicken pesto?
So I could eat while I'm in the pool.
So kids, what's your answer to that question? And can you use your answer as inspiration for a brand new story? Grownups, head to storypirates.com/podcast to tell us your kids' answers to the question. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive.
Mm.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Carolina and Olivia, today's authors. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, McKenna Cox, Minzwi Karami, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Sam Bear, Bobby Lord, Jack Mitchell, and Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Eric Gerson. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Lee Overtree, and Alexis Simpson. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Rachel Jarofsky, Anna Marr, Peter McNerney, Alexandra Nader, Dominic Russo, and Jamie Watson. Wow, that lazy cat in today's story really loved to fart. That one fart in the story was pretty much the longest fart that I've ever heard in my whole life. I can't even imagine ever hearing a fart longer than that fart from the story. If I did ever hear a fart longer than that fart, I would be... surprised. Yeah, I'd be surprised. I am surprised.